On our program today, visiting with State Senator Jesse Green. Jesse, thanks for taking time to visit with us this week. Kind of give us an update on what's been happening with the legislature.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be with you, Jim. A lot going on.
Yeah, I know this week, obviously, the big thing was the governor making that announcement early on. That was a big announcement, I think, very unexpected for just a lot of people, and I'm guessing a lot of people in the Senate as well.
Yeah, I tell you what, that was a huge shock. Nobody saw that coming, and it's really bittersweet for me to hear that news. It's going to be sad to see her go. She's just been such an instrumental part of, for me personally, of my growth as a legislator. I'll never forget first jumping into politics during COVID and during that stressful time and kind of wondering how to respond and deal with different situations and how to respond and it's during that difficult time and just being around the governor, seeing how she communicated, how she made her decisions really left a lasting impact to me and made me a better legislator. And if that's true for me, I'm sure it's true for a lot of people. And so, but nevertheless, you know, this announcement came really early. So we have another full session after this to get some stuff done and I'm going to cherish every time I have left with her to be able to continue to work on stuff and make Iowa a better place.
Well, that's one of the big things, too. Yes, it is. She has 20-plus months still to go. And, you know, I understand the part. 11 grandkids, it's hard to keep up with the ones I've got, you know, much less. She's got a lot more to spend time with, too. And you get to that point where you like to spend time with your family, too. But like you said, she still has a lot of months left. There's still a lot of things I think she wants to get done.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what it's been like for her to, you know, serve in this capacity for almost 10 years. And she has truly given 110%. And I know she's one of the primary caretakers for her parents. And you're right, just... there's just a lot of things going on in her life. So, but it was kind of interesting hearing the response from legislators and stuff. There's certainly a buzz in both parties, who's going to be the next governor, who's going to run. Because it's been a long time since we've had an open seat like this.
Well, we'll worry about that as we move ahead into that. I'll call it a circus because we've got a lot of people are throwing names out already. So in the meantime, we've got work to take care of here. And I know earlier this week, you and Chad had an opportunity to do your Monday morning session. The chamber does. I think it was the last one for this session. But I know you've drawn pretty good crowds to every one of those.
Sure. It's an opportunity for people to share their concerns, question us. There's always some lively conversation. I do forums in Boone, Fort Dodge, Jefferson, Guthrie Center, and sometimes Ames. And so that's a very well-attended one that's in Boone. I thought it was strange that for quite a few years we didn't have a forum in Boone. It's the most populous town and city in my district. So I'm really grateful for the chamber to provide that opportunity for people to come.
Well, I do know that this week of the business that was taken care of, you had yourself on the radio a couple of times there, again, with the civics bill. Pushed that out of the Senate, had bipartisan support.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I didn't think it would be that high profile of a bill. To me, it's kind of common sense that we shouldn't expect more of immigrants than we do for our own students. Sadly, there's some reports that show that there's maybe only about a third of our population that can name the three branches of government. And to me, that's pretty sad. You know, there's some basic things that we expect people to know to be able to function properly. 2 + 2 = 4, or when you get a driver's license, you need to know what a stop sign is, or how to abide by the speed limit. And I think the same is true when it comes to having a basic understanding of our government. Where do our rights come from? What makes America special and different compared to other governments? And I think it's also the key to creating a more civil society that the more we know about our government and appreciate about it, maybe we'll strive for unity rather than division where we can. And so it was a real honor to be able to run that bill. I was surprised it didn't get unanimous support. but it did get strong bipartisan support anyway, and the House is going to debate it today and hopefully go to the governor's desk soon.
All right. I know that there are a lot of other things. Last time when we had visited, I did not even bring up the property tax matter that was going on, and obviously a lot of moving parts on that bill.
Yeah, there's property taxes are definitely complicated. We've been talking about property taxes for years, and really the biggest change in Iowa property taxes kind of occurred in the 1970s. That's where the rollback system came in. I think it was largely put in because of the high inflationary times during that time. But nevertheless, I think most people agree that we have a clunky, complicated system that needs to be simplified. And so I think this property tax bill kind of gets at that a little bit, but there is some fear that this could be actually a tax increase on residential properties in a lot of cases. So we're definitely gathering information. I'm not sure if we'll be able to get a finished product out this session, and if we don't, it's not the end of the world. We want to make sure we get this done right, because it's going to have a huge impact on everybody.
I think yes. In many years, as I've been doing different reports with legislators and stuff like that, property tax reform is always one of those things that come up. They might find little things that they make adjustments to, and again, the big issue is with what you're looking at, trying to get some equitable. How's that?
When I look at the property tax situation, that what I sense from the public is one, people feel that they're paying too much. But then when you ask them, well, what services do you want to cut? You know, that's where people start scratching their heads. And then you enter into a blame game where your school boards will blame the legislature will blame the school boards or your county supervisors, and that's not healthy either. And somehow we need to figure out a system where we align accountability with responsibility, and so that people can hold the right people accountable or reward them accordingly. And that's my true hope at the end of this. But that's why we've been able to do like more efficiently, like income tax cuts, or eliminate the retirement income tax, because that's simple. That's not a hard conversation to have. And so that's why you've seen more success with that area.
And I looked at, some of the things that Iowa Taxpayers Association put out too. They're not calling for elimination. They feel that that's essential for economic development purposes, but, There are ways to put other controls over it too, so it's keep them from growing out of. You've got multiple counties, and your different supervisors, I'm sure, all have different thoughts about how this is working. And I know Chad has repeatedly had said he doesn't want to punish counties who have been responsible or school.
Chad has been such a vital part of this conversation. I could tell you that in the House, he's really dove deep into this and asking the tough questions. And he's certainly carrying that message that, hey, I've got a county that's been doing well. Let's not punish them. And so I'm grateful for his local government experience and his boldness in having these conversations.
All right. Some other things that have been happening this week, what else is coming up that you think is people need to know a little bit more about?
Well, I guess a little bit on that. I'd like to finish up on that property tax thing. Yeah. Like you said, every county in my district is a little bit different, and they have different situations that come up. But I really want to encourage everybody on the local level to have more responsibility when it comes to our responsibility for the property tax. Does the state have something to do with property taxes? Yes. So like with 2% SSA, that we just agreed to, there's going to be more schools that go on budget guarantee than would have otherwise. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, those local school boards still have that option to not increase property taxes to fulfill their budgets. So I just hope that that we come to the table, we have honest conversations, and we don't throw each other under the bus and just blame another form of government. But as far as some other big issues that are coming up this week, I'm sure people have heard about our PBM reforms. Rural pharmacies have been closing mm-hmm. at a very fast pace, and part of that is due to pharmacy benefit managers. And so we're trying to reform it. It's again about as complicated as property taxes, but I think we're close to getting to an agreement here to where our rural pharmacies will get a better deal than what they've been getting. So it'll be interesting how that topic shakes out. For me personally, I can't wait to get my budget target. Hopefully get that. We'll get that next week and start ironing out how much money our regents and community colleges will be getting this year. So
I know they're already talking about what do we do with our rates, our tuitions, and things like that too. So there's still a lot of work yet to be done. All the budget stuff, you're still working your way through all of that. So you got plenty of things to keep going forward with, too. Hopefully, our discussions on budgets don't go as long as that supplemental aid went with the between the Senate and the House, because that was a long discussion there.
It was. And I, this time of session, I always hear people say, do you think you're going to get out on time or not? And I was talking to a lobbyist who's been here for over 20 years, and they claim that they've only seen three sessions get out on time since they've been at the Capitol. So it's just one of those things. I do expect us to probably go a little bit long, but I don't think that our budgets will be too far apart, but I who knows? Maybe it's going to be a policy like the pipeline or something else that holds us up longer than we anticipate.
I got to say, there's still a lot of debate going on about that. Still, some people still want you to do even more on that. So, pipeline. So, those are the challenges we face here. Well, I do appreciate you taking time to quickly visit with us, give us an update about what's happening. I look forward to keeping in touch with you as we head towards the end here, and we'll keep updated on some of the other bills and things that are happening. Thanks for visiting with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me.